Evening. Good evening, and welcome to DAX Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. Fortnightly dose of industrial goth alternative stuff that all fits in that big woolly genre of things. And we just love it when it's noisy. So tonight's show is brought to you by myself, Nigel, and we have Adam in, as intermittently usual.
Good evening.
Hi, so the show's going to include pretty much the full usual complement of things, nattering, tunes, and a bit of information somewhere stuck in the middle. And we opened there with Stromkern. That's Reminders. That's the out mix of that from the Reminders actual CD single, which I bizarrely have owned for ages and only just discovered. So a good little track. And going to continue with something else a bit noisy. Here's some 16 volt.
Thank you.
that was almost made up as we went along, and actually seemed to fit very well. That was Everything Goes Cold with Fail. That was the out-out mix, which, a complete lack of planning, managed to crowbar in two out-out mixes in the show already, because we opened with Stronger and Reminders, which was also an out-out mix.
And we're doing pretty well, actually, because that's three remixes out of four. Before that was, let's see, first up of those three was 16 Volts, Cable and Wireless, from their awesome Four Black Habit, from a couple of years ago. New album coming soon this year, apparently, and it can't come soon enough, because that album was awesome, and there's lots and lots of good things coming out about that. Followed that was Chem Lab with Atomic Automatic, I always get that wrong, the Glitch Mode Squad, i.e. Cyanotic and Everybody remix, because it rules, and just Chem Lab Erase, and as our Everything Goes Cold.
Yeah.
Don't think we're going to see any new Chem Lab, but we might see some new Everything Goes Cold if we're lucky this year.
I certainly hope so. Everything he's released so far has been really playable.
Exactly, and there's absolutely loads of stuff coming this year anyway, so I think we're in for a good year. Last year for me didn't really strike me as such a great year for music. There was a lot of odd stuff,
like album bands releasing albums that I had a couple of great tracks on. But it didn't gel as an album.
I can think of at least five or six that did that.
That's occurred a number of times, which is an utter shame, because it's people we've been following for years and loving their stuff.
And we've also seen a couple of genres die a death last year as well, perhaps, finally. Let's move on. I'll leave our listeners to work out what we think that might be.
Yeah.
And what we got next?
We have some Angel Spit. So, yeah, here's one of their older tracks. It's a Nurse Grenade, which I think just rocks.
Thank you.
Yes, alright, you're still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. You saw the diffusion with Wired Tunes from Body Code, and before that we had Angel Spit with Nurse Grenade.
And you'd never guess that we were caught mid-conversation just as the music stopped.
No, I think we covered that up perfectly.
I think we just about did, yeah. See, we're letting into our secrets.
The cunning professionals that we are. Uh-huh. And now we're going to do that bit where we tell you stuff we know is going on in the area. Actually, I've got a couple of notes here of upcoming releases and some wider area mentions of live gigs. So the upcoming releases I've got, NoiseFX has got Voodoo Ritual coming out on February 27th, and Keith Baker has got Pen 15 coming out on February 24th. So a couple of things to look forward to for February. Couple of mentions of live gigs. I've spotted Covenant, spotted by Deviant playing the Academy in Manchester, and Combi Christ playing Corporation in Sheffield. The Covenant gig in Manchester is... I've got April written down. I don't actually have
a
date.
April the 4th.
Do we have a date?
Yeah. April 4th. And Comedy Crisis is May 23rd.
May 23rd.
Also at Court, by the way, there's IMX on the 14th of April.
Ooh.
Which has come out in the last week it was announced.
So, we seem to be getting the gig calendar filling up a bit. The start of January, it just seemed a bit empty and a bit kind of...
Just,
tumbleweed rolling across the floor.
Well, in addition to that, there's also APOP on the 20-somethingth of March.
Are they confirmed for the Co-op?
No, they're playing Manchester.
Oh, Academy Manchester. 3. Okay.
And Covenant are also playing in Sunderland, of all places, on that tour.
Oh.
As well as London. The Covenant gig is a real pain, actually, because it clashes with Terrafact in London at Slime Light.
Oh, there's a whole weekend of stuff in.
There is. And Combi Christ play London on the... Covenant play London on the Sunday, and I'm considering stuffing the Manchester gig and going down to see Terrafact, because I really, really want to see Terrafact, and I've seen Covenant a billion times. I'll see them on the Sunday in London instead.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, that's kind of the wider area thing I've got listed, because it's, if you're willing to jump on a train or something, there's a fair amount going on scattered around the UK, and I'll try and work out more detailed stuff, release dates and stuff, if I find them. I'll keep trying to find them on my radar and letting you know about them. But for the local stuff, the stuff I consider as kind of West Yorkshire-y type stuff, we've got Friday the 6th of February. We've kind of got a lull for like last week and this week.
It's the fifth weekend of the month, which is why it's all quiet.
There's not a massive amount planned on the fourth weekend. So we're skipping straight ahead to the first weekend of February. So Friday Flot Live at the Subculture in Leeds with Cyberside and Resist. Doors 7:30, first band 8, £4 in for the bands. Then the club night runs from 10 PM till 2-ish. more information at fridayflock.net. Saturday the 7th after that is Black Veil at the Wellington in Leeds. 8 PM till 1 AM, £2.50 on the door, goth of all kinds, I think. I don't think I've been to a Black Veil in a long time.
Neither have I. Is that the first new one back?
Yeah, I always got confused because I think for a while they couldn't be at the Wellington because it changed management.
Yeah, I'd heard that.
And they weren't doing them a decent enough deal to, cover their costs and things. But it seems that must have changed around because I haven't followed the news feed of their stuff, but they're certainly advertising they're doing the Wellington on Saturday the 7th. So I think they did one in January as well, so it seems that whatever occurred with the change of management, they've got sorted out, so that's back to being regular. 7th of February, there's also Bad Moon Rising Live here in Bradford at the Manville Arms. Free entry, because it's a pub, 8 PM till 1 AM, and this is Lesbian Bed Death, supported by Legion. And the usual Bad Moon Rising DJs filling in all the other bits around the bands. More information at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. And that leads nicely into Bad Moon Rising every Thursday at Manville Arms, free entry, same URL. And Black Sheep every Sunday at the Subculture in Leeds, free entry, sheepish.net. We're spoilt for kind of weekly nights there, we've got a couple of good things. I haven't really spotted anything going on massively outside the next couple of weeks.
Is it time for me to do my plug corner then, in that case?
Absolutely. I was waiting for you to jump in.
Let's see. I'm going to have to mention it anyway, aren't I? Nearly 5 years now that I've been doing the Control Frequency in Sheffield. It's 5 years since I started it, actually, in March. back in Huddersfield, but it's 5 years in June.
Wow.
Which is quite incredible. I don't know how it's lasted so long, but hey, every Tuesday, the Nelson Sheffield, top of the moor, if you know Sheffield at all. If you don't, look for Furnival Gate on Google Maps. You'll find it quite quickly because the pub is impossible to miss. It's red and black. 7:30, 45-ish till 11, and we play industrial and stuff. There's no entry charge, but, you know, and there's a good range of beers and spirits, so, you know, it's all right, really. And in addition, I have a new guest slot, or a new resident guest slot, that I start on February the 7th, as it turns out. So it's a busy weekend, that.
Yeah.
So I'm down in Leicester, because I'm at Redeemer, Autonomy, as part of Redeemer, which is going nationwide, by the look of things, if you go to the website, which is redeemerwebsite.com, as I recall. Oh,
okay.
Something like that, anyway. But if you search for Redeemer website, you won't take very long to find it. And Leicester Square Nightclub in Leicester, 10:30 till 4, which is a hell of a hefty night. Three floors, metal floor, a punk floor with a load of pool tables, and then the industrial floor downstairs, brought to you by yours truly this week. And I've no idea who I'm DJing with, actually, next week. I really haven't. There's two of us as resident guests. There's a number of residents, and it could be any combination of them, but I just know I'm DJing. And, you know, it was great fun last time. They allowed me to DJ Infest for them, to help them out last time around, and it was awesome fun. And it's really good, actually. And it's dead easy to get to, too.
I do believe I've done a guest like that, that venue, but under a different guise, under a different... club completely. And yeah, it's I think the venue's much better now. It had some renovation work done and things moved around.
Well, yeah, my girlfriend comes from Leicester, and it's the club has had a bit of a reputation, and, you know, alternative clubs in Leicester, like any alternative club, are never all that clean and tidy, and
no.
You know, they're always a bit grimy, but that's kind of part of the charm, you know.
Absolutely. So, but no, it's good to see good alternative stuff happening in Leicester, because I think there was a fair drought for a short while.
There was. But yeah, it's all looking good at the moment, and there's loads of stuff going on. So it's good fun to be part of it, actually. So next time I'm on, I'll mention something about it again, no doubt, saying how great it was and how you should come down next time.
Absolutely. If you weren't doing one of the billion other things on February the 7th.
Exactly. You know, yeah.
Right, shall we continue with some tunes?
Yes, and this is a back-to-back of two of the best albums that came out at the end of last year that never made my best albums of the year list because they were released too late and, frankly, are early contenders for the 2009 crown because they're both awesome. First one is from ESA, and this is a track called Your Anger is a Gift.
might think, but don't say it. Because to hear the word stop is for many the biggest turn-on of all.
That is absolutely brilliant. You'd warned me there was a Chris Morris sample, but I hadn't actually heard that before. Chris Morris, comedy genius in my mind.
Indeed, and that band are from Arizona. That's Alter de Ruin with Get Off My of my Gems, Mother Money. The last track from the awesome new album, Giants From Far Away on Crunchbod, which you really, really should pick up because it's great. And previous to that was ESA's Your Anger Is a Gift, also off the equally brilliant Sea in the Silence, both of which came out in December and kind of seemingly got lost a bit in the rush at Christmas. But if you're into industrial, buy them both.
They do sound really good. And yeah, I've already got one of those on order from earlier in the week, which I've been just meaning to pick up the Alter de Ruin for about a month now, I think, when it came out. And
I should also ask, seeing we're on ESA, there's a bit of a late, but hey, it's an album promo night at Corporation at Sin on Saturday night in Sheffield.
Absolutely.
And there's free albums. I believe Jamie will probably be there, actually, from ESA. We'll be propping up the bar at some point with him, I suspect. But there's free albums and free stuff, because Tim Panick have been very nice and given us some stuff to give away. It should be good fun, that.
Excellent.
Usual times, corporation.org.uk if you want the details, but basically from 10 onwards, I think it is, as I recall.
I believe so, yeah. So, fantastic stuff there. Right, shall we just continue on with the tunes?
I'd say so, yeah, let's do it.
This is some Sermon.
Shelter. Protection.
fantastic. You're still listening to Dark Simulation. In fact, we're running out of time. BCB 106.6 FM, all that shenanigans. We had the Imperative Reaction with Torn Down from Minasol.
Which is the album that came out at the end of last year that I was unfairly harsh on to start with, actually, but it's grown on me, and that's one of the peak tracks of it, and is turning out to be a cracking dance floor track, too. A bit of a surprise.
I think every reviewer is allowed to say, this is what I think of the album now.
Because
I've had so many albums just grow on me and change completely.
Yeah, and this is certainly one of them. The main thing was I was disappointed because the last album was so awesome. And it was never going to match that, but it's kind of getting there, actually, as it goes.
And then before that, we had an old classic of, well, not that much of an old, but still a classic, So Man With Mask, from the other year. Absolutely great stuff. But yes, as usual, running out of time. So if you want to let us know about gigs and clubs, drop a line to the radio station website, bcbradio.co.uk. You can find all the show details on there. Let us know about gigs, clubs, events, all that kind of shenanigans. And we're going to leave you tonight with Modulate with Bass Alert. No?
No, yes. Electronic Battle Weapon, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, but for some reason, on the set list, I've written down Bass Alert. Why have I done that? Anyway, yes, here you go.
Good night from me and good night from him.